I've been close to the Gundy family for a long time, obviously with, you know, with Mike both playing and coaching, and then again Ray and their late mother Judy. I mean, they're great people, and obviously Cale, and we tried to recruit him, and I followed him closely and all that, and I do care about them. And oh, I think it's a unfortunate turn of events. I mean, you're hearing, you know, there's a lot of things zinging around out there. I guess, Craig, there's a side of me that, and I told Matt, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't talk to Mike about it when I was over there the other day, because I did. Now, I'm not going to get into exactly what we said. That's not fair to anybody, but from the standpoint of it, Craig, I just wonder if ended his career at OU, if this whole, and again, I'm not justifying horrible words. I don't go there on that kind of deal at all. Anything close to it. I just wonder if either there's a little bit more to this thing, or it seems pretty heavy-handed to me to fire him because of this.
If that's the whole thing, if there was nothing else that we don't know, if that's it, yeah, and that's why, like, Tram wrote a piece. Was it the Sunday paper or whatever,
well,
about his pastor? And
yeah,
and
that was a great column. In fact, I saw Tram over to the Silver the other day. No, that was a great piece. And, it's, you know, and he had quoted his minister out there.
That was day before yesterday,
one of the two. But
I've got it here in front of me now. Mm-hmm. The days are running together on me because I just read all this stuff last night because I've been kind of out of touch.
Well stated. I thought that piece was well stated. Obviously, something came down in that meeting room. I mean, I've heard versions of things, and there's things out there. Now, again, you know, what came down from that? And now, you know, and I told Matt this, and I don't claim to know everything that went on down there, but I know how normally things are in a major college or a professional football organization. I would wonder whether this would have happened had this been somebody that had come in there with Venables. If it was somebody he had brought in.
That he brought in.
Because, again, generally with guys you retain, there's a little difference there. There can be. I would wonder that a little bit. You know, Cale being around there, I don't get claim to know exactly, but that's the first thing that made my ears perk a little bit. Would this have been, if this had been somebody that, again, had come in there with Venables, when that's the case, they've been vetted, and, you know, you tell the AD, here's why I'm hiring the guy, and this, that, and the other, and go through all that, and then, bam, if that happens to one of them. But, you retain a guy, and it makes it even more dramatic to, you know, that Cale's been there 23 years, and he was an outstanding player there, and, you know, you're a member of probably arguably the most famous football family in the state of Oklahoma. You know?
Well, and it's like someone said, just because that Gundy and Venables were on the same staff at OU for a lot of years doesn't mean that they were close.
Oh, no.
So basically,
oh, no,
what you're saying, Pat, and I don't know the background on it, but you would think that maybe, you know, someone in discussions on the staff, they would say someone from the university, I'm not saying, I don't know, Joe C. or whoever, that he was encouraged to keep Cale on that staff, and maybe they weren't on the same page in the past and so forth. They're different. Just from a distance, Pat, Cale is the I don't want to characterize it in the wrong way, but fun-loving, great personality, easy to like, great recruiter. Venable's a little more straight-laced. I mean, they seem just philosophically on maybe a little different page. Would that be fair to say?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Oh, well, I think Cale is way closer to Switzer And Venables is way closer to
That's
Bill Snyder.
A good way to put it.
You know, I mean,
good way to put it.
Into,
thank you, Pat.
You know,
yeah, right.
As far
That's
as just kind of,
say.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's their own guy. But no, in that regard, I think you're exactly right. You know, as personality wise and all that. Now, I mean, Cale's close to an awful lot of people that, you know, have been influential in that program down there for a real long time and all this. It's this is kind of a funny one to me. I hate it for all parties, quite honestly, that it's come to that.
To Tram real quick. His column, if people didn't read it, it's Reverend Clarence Hill Jr.
Yep.
And he said, full disclosure, he is my pastor at Norman Antioch Community Church and so forth. And, you know, he said a lot of his sermons are big on empathy and gentleness and compassion. And so it said he had a simple question for OU. Why is Cale Gundy being tossed aside? And he said, why we have a society where a Division I football team can't put Gundy and the affected players around the table and have an open, frank conversation for several weeks, if need be. Basically, but what he was saying, why couldn't they solve the problem in one of those expensive rooms in the football area, come to terms together like men? That's basically he's saying, do we really solve problems just by tossing a guy aside and so forth? Couldn't we use this as a learning experience? I think he brings up a pretty good point there.
Yeah, anyway. I think the difference there, you know, and I've seen a little bit of everything come and go. It wasn't like, you know, in this case, Cale got on some kid at practice and dog cussed him and called him all kind of vulgar names out there at practice or either in the meeting. This was a bizarre situation. I mean, there's several different strains of what was said and what actual word was used and the context it was in. And you know, I don't think it was some big blow up between player and coach. That picture was not painted to me at all from several different people who claim to know. So I don't know. This is a bit of a peculiar one to me. It is.
So if that's correct, well then there's got to be something else.
Something else.
I
better judgment tells me there probably was. But again, you know, I don't want to say something that's just better judgment. But
Well, anyway, my question was, you know, has the university taken care of Cale?
I've been told that Joe C. this deal like to kill Joe C. and the whole thing, but they've made it a point to you know, financially the whole thing. Cale's been treated very fairly in that regard.
Yeah, well, that's
or more, and, more than fair, probably, the way it was put to me.
Well, just from the opening statement that I read from Cale, I thought, well, I mean, he's saying a lot of nice things about the university and saying, hey, it's, you know, I don't want to be a distraction and this and that. It just sounded like, and there were some days in between for time for a lot of discussions and so forth.
Yeah.
And to me, before I ever put out that statement, if I'm Cale, I mean, that stuff has already been discussed, and it sounds like it had. So that's good. So.
Well, Cale has a reputation, again, with and I think this is part of the successful recruiter side of him. He normally gets pretty very close to those players.
Yeah.
You know, either the ones he's coaching or the ones he's recruiting. So, again, this particular deal, it wasn't apparently like this. The kid with the iPad, you know, was somebody that was some kind of knothead that was causing a lot of trouble in there. Obviously he wasn't paying attention, and you know, in that regard, you do what you got to do. It's kind of like, you know, the elementary school teacher walking over and tapping you on the knuckles with your ruler or something. You know, I mean, one of those kind of things. Hey, let's pay attention here, and what were you doing, and oh my goodness, and you know, get into this sort of thing. So I don't know. That's I thought Tram's column was extremely appropriate. So you know, if you want another side of it, whatever you're taking, read Tram's column.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.